أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون صدق الله العظيم.
Yesterday we began the discussion of this person whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about, رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى, that person that hastily walked or ran or walked with a great degree of concern and fikr towards his people from the farthest part of the city, and he said to his people, Ya qawmi tabi'u, O my people, follow al-mursaleen, these messengers that has been sent to you. They have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have come with a correct message. And one way that you can judge that this message is correct, ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajran wa hum muhtadun. The first way you can judge it is follow those people who do not ask you for any remuneration. They do not ask you for any wage, because these are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam had come down, had made this very open declaration that our people, we do not ask you for any wage, any remuneration, and not even the slightest favor. As a matter of fact, what we have come with is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So follow this message. And the second is, وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, they have been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are on the right path. Yesterday we discussed this person, Habib ibn Ismail al-Najjar, and we spoke about three persons that it comes in the narrations that had given shahadat and testimony of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one, it shows the great personality of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even before his advent, people had given shahadat of his nubuwat. And secondly, these people had that kind of knowledge that Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala had granted. Also we find in the narrations Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking of three siddiqs. Siddiq, in the technical definition, it will be a person whose interior, that is his heart, his spiritual heart, and his exterior, both conform to each other. In other words, what we see outside, we will find within. And what we see outside will be exactly what the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is, a faithful, righteous servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In essence, people that readily accepted the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there had been three siddiqs. One siddiq was that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in Surah Al-Qasas, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also spoken about him in Surah Mu'min. His name was Sham'an. He was from the family of Fir'aun, but then he came to warn Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that there is a warrant of arrest against Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And he had also spoken out clearly with regards to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانًا. He had concealed his iman, and he asked the people very clearly that, do you want to kill Musa alayhi salatu wa salam only because Musa alayhi salatu wa salam has spoken about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He has brought testimony, shahadat in the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that was one siddiq, that in an environment of kufr and shirk, that person had stood up and he accepted the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he protected the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. The second person, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about this man that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about in this surah, in Surah Yasin. The name that has been given is Habib ibn Ismail al-Najjar, that this man also stood up in support of these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had stood up against his community and his people in an environment of kufr and shirk, and he made the declaration of his iman. And the third, obviously, will be the one Siddiq, that he's the leader of all the Siddiqeen, and that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala an. So this is that personality whose names has been linked to these lists that has been found in the various traditions and various narrations of the kitabs. Thereafter, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Now to demonstrate some of the rationale, some of the reasons why a person should actually worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real and true reason is, make Allah's ibadat, because Allah is Allah. There is no other rationale. Because our Allah is Allah, He is the greatest, He is the almighty, and all the qualities of greatness, the qualities of perfection is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only reason a person should be making the ibadat of Allah. But if we go and we look for rationale, then the one rationale is, he asked himself, what has gone wrong with me? Or what is wrong with me? لا أعبد الذي فطرني, that I do not worship that being, that Allah, that Zat that has created me. Allah has created us, and that gives us reason to worship that being that has created us, and not worship something that we have created, something that we have manufactured. Secondly, وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and it is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your return. Now if your return is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously you are going to stand again in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So your very beginning is from Allah, your very end is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your beginning of your life should be towards Allah, the end of your life should be towards Allah. The beginning of every endeavor should be towards Allah, and the end of every endeavor should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is much that a person can understand from this. So he stood up and he made this declaration. Secondly, he says, أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِضُرِّ لَا تُغْنِي عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْقِذُونِي. That should I worship or should I ascribe besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any deity, any god, any object of worship, that these deities are such that إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِضُرِّ, that if Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, desires any form of dur, desires any form of affliction. And here again, the beauty of it, Ar-Rahman is the quality of compassion, and for Ar-Rahman, the quality of compassion should only be the desire of good. But here he wants to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he shows his real marifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, Allah is going to afflict us, we are going to go through difficulties, and because of those difficulties, we make sabr, and we are going to get closer to Ar-Rahman. And that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he shows his absolute marifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when Allah ta'ala desires any affliction, any difficulty to come upon us, then these idols and these gods that we have made as objects of worship, their shafa'at, their intercession cannot benefit me, be of any avail in any way whatsoever. How can a stone or a piece of wood, if we take an example, a person becomes sick, and that has happened by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then how can an idol now stand up and intercede by Allah and say, give this person shifa? It is never ever understood, and no one can comprehend it in that way. وَلَا يُنْقِذُونِ, and how can the stone or this idol, even the technologies of this world, and even the powers of this world, and the politicians of this world, and everything of this world, how can they save us when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has desired an affliction? That affliction is going to take place. And in this way, he shows the might and the power of Allah, that just the irada of Allah Rabbul Izzat, just the mere intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the gods and all the powers of this world can never ever save a person from that. That is how powerful Allah is. And he also shows the insignificance of these idols. Inni idhal lafi dhalalim mubin. If I believe and I make these gods, then definitely I am in open and manifest error. And inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. The declaration is made that certainly I have brought iman in your Rabb. Very clear declaration. fasma'uni, then listen to me. Now this could have been a declaration to these messengers, and it could have also been a declaration to his people completely. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that in an environment of kufr and shirk, one man stands up and he makes this declaration of shahadat. You and I, we read the surah every day, that how many a time, that we may be many in number, but how many of us feel shy and ashamed of being Muslims? How many of us suffer from this inferiority complex of being Muslims? How many of us are afraid of saying assalamu alaikum to another Muslim brother in front of non-Muslims? How many of us are afraid to wear the sunnah beard of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam merely because of our inferiority complex, because of non-Muslims? We need to ask ourselves these questions, that here was one person that made this open declaration, and you and I, there's a lot to desire insofar as our deen is concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.